being coaxed into action was really the preeminent challenge as far as bookish people who like to reflect. I believe in that. I think the completion of one's personal being is in the act. None of them could remotely be called an activist. So I had in the academic no models for engaged activism. The twin passions of my own life, which are the arts and politics. Just embrace them both and have a whole, not a warring life, but a whole life that the parts of you cooperate with each other. People rarely talk about the convening power of a university. Something I think that most universities need to be reminded of, and that is they're situated in real live communities, and that if you want to engage, you don't have to go to Timbuktu, you can go three blocks down the street. That image of the accessibility of a public library was already emerging in my mind, that higher education ought to be for anybody. Presidency requires persuasion, not power. It became the pace setter, I think, because we worked so relentlessly on the concept of it. There was an instance of uniting thought with action. We've struggled on what a place that had that mission ought to do and be. So of all the things you could have chosen as your school motto and put it on a banner, Old Westbury chose, "The struggle continues." We still are now bedeviled by specialization. King once said early on, I had to give up being a scholar. I tried to the end to remain an intellectual. It seems the society honors the refinement of some relatively narrow skill to a very high point. One of the hollowest phrases I hear is a politician whose concern is for himself and his group, speaking about the American people this, the American people that. We think that if the only options are for them top down or the bottom up, you better go bottom up. Valerie, I think it was, once said, true piety begins in prayer and ends in politics. Giving rise to religious vision in a secular language, suffused with the power of emotion, and turning out gorgeous, gorgeous poetry. Of all the art forms, it's the one even adults are most willing to tackle for the first time. As we go on, we have to find out more and more about ourselves and then be true to it. We need a new militancy. That's what I believe at age 70. A new militancy is really sorely needed.